The third component that is an integral part of the unique patient identifier is the index. The index links the unique patient identifier and the identification information of the patient. It serves as the directory of unique patient identifiers. It must be capable of supporting identification functions within an organization and enterprise and across the entire national healthcare system. Organizational Master Patient Index. Individual providers and organizations that treat patients maintain an index of their patients called the Master Patient Index. It contains the patient identifiers and the patient identifying personal and demographic information. The MPI maintained by organizations are unique only within the organization. It serves as a directory of patients for ready reference, verification, and identification of the patient and patient information. Enterprise-wide MPI or EMPI. Managed care and integrated delivery networks are the result of healthcare reform and related initiatives. Such initiatives bring organizations together and require interoperability among them. An enterprise may contain multiple cooperating provider organizations. The enterprise-wide MPI provides cross-reference to the multiple provider-specific MPIs so that a patient's information can be accessed across the enterprise based on the patient identifier. Registry MPI. Registry MPI is a new concept. It is also called the Directory of MPIs. RMPI maintains pointers to those MPIs that are external to the enterprise MPI. RMPIs form a framework for facilitating the researching and matching of patients among different providers and multiple enterprises across the nation. Computer software to support the RMPI medication functions is being planned by organizations such as HL7 and CobraMed. Information from previous episodes of care and different sites of care. Organizational MPIs usually contain information relating to a patient's previous visits. Also, information on previous episodes of care from other organizations, but within the same enterprise, can be obtained with the use of an EMPI. However, to access records of information from previous episodes of care from an unrelated organization, the respective site information is essential. Sites external to the enterprise will not be available from the EMPI, although an RMPI can facilitate searching for a match among cooperating MPIs. Sites unknown to an RMPI cannot be accessed for the search.